Here's a graph to try to make that issue more concrete. This is a distribution that has six scores, frequency on the left and escape times in minutes on the x-axis. One animal had a score of 1, 3 animals had a score of 2, one animal had a score of 3, and another animal was way out there with a score of 14. This is obviously a distribution that is skewed to the right and has one very extreme score. The average of these six scores is 4. Simply taking all the numbers and adding them up and dividing by 6 gives you the mean or 4. What's the median? Well, the median is the halfway point of the distribution. So we take and rank order the scores. So we have a 1, we have 3 2s, a 3, and a 14. So we have an even number of scores in the distribution. Our median is going to be halfway between the third and the fourth score. That's the halfway point. Well, the third and the fourth score in this distribution are both 2s, so the median in this case would be 2. So here's a case where the median is less than the mean, and it's because that number 14 out there is pulling the mean in its direction. Now let's suppose that 14 was actually a higher number, like 114. So it's pulled way off to the right of this page. Notice the mean is going to follow that out. So instead of a sum of 24 divided by 6, we're going to have a score of 124 divided by 6. So our mean is going to be way out there in the 20s. What happens to the median? Well, the median is still the point between the third and the fourth score. Well, the third and the fourth score haven't changed at all. They're still 2s. So the median stays exactly the same, and the mean goes trailing out toward the new high score of 114. So now the question is, what's a better measure of central tendency? Well, I would argue, and I guess that's why the field is settled on this, that in this case, the median is a better measure of central tendency because it more accurately reflects where this distribution really is in terms of scores. That 114 is so anomalous that it doesn't really represent very well how the subjects did in this particular task. After all, 5 of the 6 subjects were down there in the less than 3 category. So the median is very insensitive to extremes. All it cares about is position, whereas the mean gets pulled around all over the place when you start throwing extreme scores in the distribution. And that's the reason that when we have very skewed distributions, we tend to prefer the median over the mean as a measure of central tendency.